VOA's Christina Medenti with your worldwide news update. The investigation into the crash of a South Korea passenger jet gathered pace on Wednesday as bereaved families began to prepare funerals after authorities finished formally identifying the 179 victims of the country's worst air disaster. Devi Rajaram from Reuters reports.
The Transport Ministry reported that investigators have extracted data from Jeju Air Flight 7C2216's cockpit voice recorder. The plane's black box will meanwhile be handed over to the U.S. National Transportation Safety Board for further analysis. Investigators are exploring potential causes such as bird strikes, landing gear failures, or issues with control systems. They will also examine the pilot's apparent rush to land immediately after declaring an emergency. A team of U.S. officials, including representatives from the NTSB, Federal Aviation Administration, and Boeing, arrived on Tuesday to conduct a visual investigation of the wreckage.
Devi Rajaram for Reuters. The political turmoil in South Korea continues into the new year. A large crowd gathered near South Korea's presidential residence on Wednesday to rally support for President Yoon Suk-yeol, who was impeached after his attempt to decree martial law on December 3rd, after investigators said that a court had issued an arrest warrant for Yoon. 67-year-old Lee Dae-young is one of Yoon's supporters. President Yoon Suk-yeol's declaration of emergency martial law was an exercise of the president's rights. How can it be an insurrection? Members of one of the country's fringe opposition parties, Jinbo Party, were nearby holding their own rally. In the latest twist to the country's recent political saga, senior aides to Yoon, including his chief of staff, policy chief, national security advisor, and special advisor, resigned on Wednesday, according to a statement from the president.